بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah. We resume the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is based upon the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, based upon our Shaykh's tafsir, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen's tafsir. May Allah's mercy be upon him. We read verse number 148. قال الله تعالى ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير. For every nation there is a direction to which they face in their prayers, so hasten towards all that is good. Wheresoever you may be, Allah will bring you together. Truly Allah is able to do all things. This direction, every nation there is a direction, meaning Muslims have one, the people of the book also have one, or you may say that for everyone there is a direction. Some may turn their faces in the direction of iman, of faith and belief and righteousness. So each one, everyone may have a direction, and this comprises both the physical and the non-physical, the intangible. As to the physical is the difference in the direction of people in their prayers. Some may turn to the east, some may turn to the Jerusalem, some turning to Al-Kaaba. Also people differ in terms of their direction in actions. Some direct themselves to commerce and trade, some direct themselves to industry, and so forth. As to the intangible direction, the difference between people concerning creeds and the like, each has a different direction. So, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So hasten towards all that is good. Hasten towards all that is good. And all that is good is defined as the truth which the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. All good is in it. All good is in it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wheresoever you may be, Allah will bring you together. Wheresoever you may be, Allah will bring you together, all. And this is when all mankind will be gathered. Allah gathers them all from whatever place they may have been before, they will be gathered like one single soul, standing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rising up from their graves, like one man, like one person. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nazi'at, or in Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse 51 to 53, ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون. Until he said, and the trumpet will be blown, the second blowing, and behold, from the grave they will come out quickly to their Lord. They will say, woe to us, who has raised us up from our place of sleep? It will be said to them, this is what the most beneficent Allah had promised, and the messengers spoke truth. It will be but in kanat illa sayhatan wahidatan fa idha hum jami'un ladayna muhbarun. It will be but a single sayha, shout. So behold, they will all be brought before us. All will be brought up before us. أينما تكون, wherever you may be, on land, on sea, will be gathered all in one place. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. The benefits of this verse are as follows. Number one, nations, the directions of nations may differ, and their inclinations may differ, even though they may be in agreement on one original essence, and that is the essence of Islam. Nevertheless, the laws may differ. Some of these laws may continue, some may be abrogated. So don't think that the distinguished Sharia in its last revelation in terms of the laws from the previous one, don't think that it is something incorrect. Rather, it is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second benefit is, everyone has his own direction that he takes and directs himself to. And people are distinct in the aspect of creed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in Surah At-Taghabun, هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. Surah At-Taghabun verse 2, I'll be 64. He, Allah, who created you, then some of you are disbelievers and some of you are believers, and Allah is all seer of what you do. But man is to follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed him to follow and commanded him to follow, wherever he may be, and does not look to those who outnumber him in deviation and in directions that are away from the truth. He shouldn't say, people are following such and such, so how can I be different from them? Rather, he should follow the truth. Because Allah said here, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٍ, each will have his direction. And this comprises both the legal direction and the universal direction. The directions are two: legal direction and universal direction. Meaning that which Allah directed mankind legally to, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed mankind through his universal pre-decree. The universal pre-decree is known. There are those whom Allah guides, and thus his direction is the truth. And there are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts disgrace upon them, and thus go astray, and their direction will be to falsehood. So the direction followed by the mushriks and the Jews and the Christians and the like, this is a universal direction. It is not a legal direction, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not legalize kufr. It is not a legal direction, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not legalize kufr ever. Neither did He legalize any of the traits of kufr. Rather, the legal direction is اختلاف الشرائع بين الناس, is the difference of legal laws between mankind. And that's why when we said earlier, لا تظن, don't think that أن اختلاف الشريعة الإسلامية, that the difference between the Islamic laws and those of the other laws before of the previous nations should not drive you to think that it is incorrect or it's a deviation or something like that. This is particularly legal. This is the legal direction. It's different from the universal pre-decree direction. The third benefit, the obligation to التسابق إلى الخيرات, hastening to do all good. The obligation to hasten to do all good. Because Allah said, فاستبقوا الخيرات, and hasten to do all good. And the good, some of the good is obligated, some of it is recommended, in accordance with the details that the Sharia brought. And this is a very important benefit, that the classification of good, it could be obligated good. This is one form. It could be a recommended good, depending on the details, as evident from the proofs provided by the Sharia. And there is here a delicate element in this benefit, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. فَاسْتَبِقُوا, this is an amr, this is a command in Arabic. وَالْأَمْرُ يَقْتَضِي الْفَوْرِيَّةِ, and the command entails immediate execution. And that's why here one should hasten, therefore, to do the good. Let's have the verse again, please. 2:148. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So hasten towards all that is good. And this means hasten to do, and also hasten to compete therein regarding what is good. So it doesn't mean that when you arrive to that which is good, then you stop. Rather, in the same good that you are attaining or trying to achieve, then also be there very distinguished and competitive in your hastening to execute it. And from the benefits is number 4, إِثْبَاتُ الْحَشْرِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the affirmation of the gathering on the day of resurrection, and that all mankind will be gathered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا, wheresoever you may be, Allah will bring you together. The fifth point of benefit is إثبات اسم من أسماء الله, and that is القدير, affirming one of the names of Allah, and that is القدير. Allah is all able, the all able one, affirming the name and affirming what it denotes from the sifa, from the attribute, and that is the ability. So this affirms the name that Allah is Al-Qadir, the all-able one, and it affirms what it denotes from the attribute, and that is Al-Qudra, which is the ability. As the case with every name of the names of Allah, we affirm the name and we affirm the attribute it denotes. فَلِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, to Allah belongs the perfect ability in everything, regarding everything. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yasin, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ, in Surah Yasin in chapter 36 verse 82, إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily his command when he intends a thing is only that he says to it be and it will be. Perfect ability. Also we read in Surah Fatir 35 verse 44, قال الله تعالى وما كان الله ليعجزه من شيء في السماوات ولا في الأرض إنه كان عليما قديرا. Have they not traveled in the land and seen what was the end of those before them, and they were superior to them in power? Allah is not such that anything in the heavens or in the earth escapes him. Verily he is the all-knowing, the all-able. Allah is all-able regarding anything, whether he wills it or he doesn't. Now this verse is finished, we go to the next verse inshallah ta'ala. Verse 149, قال الله تعالى ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وإنه للحق من ربك وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. And from wherever you start forth your prayer, for the prayer, turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the sacred sanctuary, the mosque in Mecca. That is indeed the truth from your Lord, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. What a magnificent occurrence that took place. And this address could be to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and it also could be applicable to one, anyone entailed to be addressed from us, mankind, to direct, to turn our face in the direction of the Al-Masjid Al-Haram. This verse, as you can tell, is an assertion of the previous verses concerning the direction of the Qibla, because the station is a magnificent one, and وَالْأَمْرُ مُهِمٌ جِدًّا, and the matter is very, very important. Actually, no one would really feel the profound impact of this unless he was present during the times when these verses occurred or revealed concerning the redirection of the Qibla from Bayt al-Maqdis to Al-Kaaba, from Jerusalem to the sacred house in Mecca. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reasserted it further in other verses, and this is one of them, 149, and the verse that will come later. So from whatever place you may be, then your face should be turned to the direction of the Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And why? وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Verily this is the truth from your Lord. Meaning, directing you to the sacred mosque is the truth من الله. And this is asserted by many terms in the verse itself. And this masjid is the masjid where the Kaaba is in. And this is al-masjid al-haram, which came in the hadith, that setting up travel cannot be except to three mosques, and one of them is al-masjid al-haram. It is called, it is described as al-haram, inviolable, because of the respect and magnification it deserves. And Allah, وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Because of His perfect awareness and watch and observance and knowledge, He's unaware. He's not unaware of what you do. The address is to the Muslims. وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. The benefits of this verse are as follows. Number one, the obligation to direct one's face to the Al-Masjid Al-Haram wherever a person may be. The second benefit, repeating the commands, the important commands, in order to affirm a matter and to assert it so that people hold to it, and to repel any opposition to it, because such repetitions indicate that the command is firm and that you have to be firm on it as well. And this is known in Arabic at-tikrar, repetition, but it is called at-tikrar al-balir, the eloquent repetition. Because when a matter is really important and it is repeated, it indicates therefore that it should be taken very, very seriously and implemented without hesitation. And that man, wherever he may be, in any direction, on land and sea, in the air, should direct himself to Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Salah. Of course, there are some exceptions, which we mentioned earlier, like during Salat Al-Khawf, during the prayer of fear, during times of fear, or incapacity, or while performing the optional prayer in travel. These were exceptions which we mentioned earlier in the previous verses. The additional benefit is also, now, if a person discovers while in prayers that he is facing other than the Qibla, then it's a must that he corrects his direction and turn to face the Qibla. Suppose someone is on land and he exerted the effort to find out as to where is his direction in Salah, that it is towards the Qibla, I mean, and then he took a certain direction, then another person who is more knowledgeable than him in terms of the Qibla direction and comes and says the Qibla is to your right or to your left, then he must turn in either one direction, and it is not incumbent upon him to repeat the prayer. Because the part which he did in the beginning of the Salah is due to an exertion of ijtihad, he exerted an effort. However, if he continues to pray, on the same direction he is, upon which he started earlier, without knowledge, then therefore it's a must upon him to repeat the prayer. And we know from the incident itself, when a man came to the people of Inqiba in Medina, while they were praying Salat al-Fajr, directing themselves to Bayt al-Maqdis, to Jerusalem, and the Kaaba was behind their backs, he told them that the Prophet ﷺ received revelation of Quran tonight, and he was commanded to direct himself facing Al-Kaaba. So they redirected themselves and faced the Kaaba in the prayer, and Bayt al-Maqdis was now behind them after it was facing them, because this is what is obligated. The additional benefit is إثبات حرمة المسجد الحرام, affirming that the Al-Masjid al-Haram is inviolable, cannot be violated, and affirming its magnificence. Even that which surrounds it is the same. The whole town is secure and safe. Even the trees are safe in this place. And that's why game hunting is forbidden in there. Cutting thorny bushes, cutting trees and fresh grass is forbidden, because of the sanctuary and the respect and magnification this place deserves. And from the benefits is the direction to the Kaaba is the truth. Because Allah said, وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Verily, it is the truth from your Lord. The truth refers to التوجه إلى الكعبة, directing, turning one face in the direction of the Kaaba. And Allah said, وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ. And verily it is, and this is an assertion, this is tawkeed, by using the article in, وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ. Verily it is the truth. And from the benefits is the perfect knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His awareness and observance of His creation. And this is asserted by the saying of Allah, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of what you do. And from the benefits is adding action to the person. What does this mean? It means that it affirms actions to man, and in this sense it is in opposition to the view held by deviant sect known as Al-Jabriyyah, who believe that man is compelled. Where is the evidence that actions are added to man and they are real? In the saying of Allah, عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, of what you do, in the last verse, in the last part of the verse. And there is no doubt that the action al-amal is added to man. And عَمَلُهُ كَسْبُهُ, his actions are his earnings, either in good or in evil. Just like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah in another verse, in 2:2-8:6, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. He gets reward for that good which he has earned, and he is punished for that evil which he has earned. And people regarding this mas'ala, this issue of the actions of the slaves, a'malul ibad, are divided into three categories. First, there are those who think that man is compelled regarding his actions, meaning he doesn't do anything of his choice whatsoever. To them, anyone who walks the stairs step by step is the same as the one who falls off the roof. It's identical to them. And this is the evil creed of the Jabri sect, Al-Jabriya. The second category are those who think that man is totally independent regarding his actions, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no say whatsoever regarding man's actions. And this is the other extreme. They say that man has total freedom regarding his deeds, excuse me, and that the mashi'ah, the will of Allah, has no effect and no relation to that, and that there is nothing related to the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding man's actions. And this is the evil creed of the Mu'tazilite sect, so-called rationalists. And they deny al-qadr, they deny the pre-decree, and that's why they are called also al-qadariyya. They deny al-qadr. And both opinions and both sects are false and futile, and they entail many false methods. The third category is the category which sees that the action of the slave is by his choice, and that it is connected and related to the mashi'ah, to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever a person conducts a deed, we know that Allah had willed it to come and willed it to exist and to be manifested, and that He decreed it before the creation of man, and that nothing can take place in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opposing what Allah wills. Rather, everything that comes and exists and takes place is intended, muradun lillah, makhluqun lah, intended by Allah to come and to exist and to take place, as well as it is created by Allah. He made it to exist, He made it to come. And the understanding of this is, man is created, is a creature, and his action is taking place by two ways: by a real will and by ability. And Allah is the one who created the firm will, which produces action, and the ability to carry on that. And thus man, by his attributes and his parts and all of him, is a creation of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the medium, course, and just understanding whereby all the evidences from the Quran and or the authentic Sunnah stand in agreement and stand to prove it. Because those who took by the argument that man is compelled, they took by one evidence and left the other evidences. And this is the way of deviation. And this is a source of affliction in the Ummah, in the past and up till now. And those who said that man is totally independent also took by one evidence and then left the other evidences. However, Ahlul Sunnah, they took all the evidences by their hands and they said that man acts by his own choice. However, his running of affairs is under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why if a matter occurs not due to his own choice, then the ruling is inapplicable upon him. There is no ruling applicable on the one who is sleeping, nor to his saying which he may utter under compulsion. There is no hukum for that. The ruling is lifted, not held responsible. But even more than that, al-jahil, the ignorant one. Someone ignorant about something, no ruling is applicable upon him, even though he may intend to do certain thing, that thing, but because of his ignorance, he is released. He is forgiven. All of this tells that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful concerning his slaves. This brings the end of the discussion regarding these verses. And inshallah we continue the discussion regarding verse 150 at another time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.